Wimmera, the towns regularly used by people traffickers and those trying to reach the UK. Our correspondent Adam Parsons is in nearby Dunkirk.
Our understanding is that there has been a tragic accident there, that there are several lifeless bodies, people who've died in the water. We are told there are helicopters up in the air. This is a major operation.
It comes just hours after Rishi Sunak's Rwanda bill, which he says will deter people making the dangerous crossing, was finally passed by Parliament. We're told flights will leave in 10 to 12 weeks. Labour's Shadow Home Secretary Yvette Cooper says it won't work.
It's not a serious plan to tackle these dangerous boat crossings, and it's costing us around over £500 million for just 300 people. It's less than 1% of asylum seekers. That money could be going into substantially boosting our border security instead.
An independent police force is going to review the Met's handling of new evidence about the Stephen Lawrence murder. Only two of his killers have ever been brought to justice 31 years after his attack in South London. Government borrowing overshot forecasts, hitting £120.7 billion in the financial year to March. The Office for National Statistics says that's £6.6 billion higher than predicted. 10 people have died in Malaysia after two helicopters collided mid-flight. The country's navy says the crash happened during a training session. Ireland's Prime Minister is expected to answer calls for a state apology later over a nightclub fire in 1981. Last week, a jury ruled the 48 people who died at the Stardust Club in Dublin were unlawfully killed. The RAC says UK roads are in a miserable state after reporting a 9% rise in breakdowns caused by potholes. It was called out more than 27,000 times in the last year. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thank you, Faye.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Cloud and spells of light rain or drizzle. Doesn't sound very nice, would it? They're going to gradually progress southeastwards through the day, though, becoming drier and brighter from the northwest with some late sunny spells possible. That sounds a bit better. A breezy day today, 10 degrees is your high. Tonight, variable amounts of cloud and some clear spells at the odd shower tonight. Northerly winds remaining fresh, though. 4 degrees is your overnight low.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
It's Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. Exactly 3 minutes past nine. Then on Tuesday, 23rd of April, songs on the way from Ace of Base, All Saints and Annie Lennox. And we're also going to be speaking to Kaylee Walker and playing her brand new song. And we're going to be having a chat with Kaylee in about 5 minutes' time.
city of cities, lonely as I am. Together we cry, we cry, we cry. He's my companion. I walk through his fields, 'cause he knows who I am. He sees my good day, then he kisses me one day. I'm the way. Now that is a lie.
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's 11 after 9 then on Tuesday, 23rd of April. And I've got Kaylee in the studio. Morning, Kaylee.
Morning.
You've been on quite a few times now, haven't you?
I have, yeah.
Every time you release another record, you are always, always welcome to come in and sit and have a chat about it. Because I know you've just done your latest record, Saturday's Coffee, with Kiki the Cat. We're going to be playing that next, by the way. But what's been happening to you? Because you, years and years ago, you came in and you wanted to try and break into the music industry, which isn't the easiest thing in the world, is it?
Yeah, it's not.
It's not the easiest thing in the world. It's almost like It's a closed shop, and you've got to try and get... Radio is very similar to that as well. It's very hard to get in. But you got your foot in, you released a record, and then it's just got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger since then. So what's going on in your life at the moment?
Well, just writing, constantly writing, being more creative, and being true to myself. And I think that is exactly what's been happening since my first time here on this station to where I am now, is just, yeah, not giving up and just, yeah, just pursuing everything and taking everything in life and turning negatives into positives.
And you're doing loads of videos as well.
Lots of videos, yeah.
And that's not the easiest thing in the world, is it?
It's not. My latest video I actually directed and filmed.
Did you?
Yeah, and got my family to film for me because I wanted it to look really weird. So it worked.
Fantastic. Yeah. I mean, there's so many effects that everybody can get a piece of video editing equipment, but to have the picture in your mind of how you want it set out, that's the hard thing.
Yeah.
That's the really difficult thing. Now, and as I don't know if you know, but the money in music is in the writing.
It is, yeah.
So, yeah. So how many songs do you think you've written then?
Loads. Pages and pages full.
Just keep going.
I'm always buying a new notebook and my phone's completely on the notes. Covered in lyrics but it's just, yeah, inspiration just comes anywhere. You could be doing something and all of a sudden be like, oh, that's catchy,
yeah.
Or I like that phrase, and then it's just anything to do with creativity. You don't know where it really comes from and where it's going to come from. It just happens. So you just, yeah.
I was told by a writer once, if you wake up in the middle of the night and you've got an idea, out of bed, straight down at the office and you start writing.
Yeah.
Do you find this the same thing? Is it weird moments that it just pops up?
It does. Well, this is weird. I have to record myself when I'm sleeping because I will literally be humming a melody.
Really?
In the middle of the night, or I wake up and I've got lyrics on my phone. So, like I said, I don't know where it comes from, but yeah, I think it's when I'm more relaxed and...
Your subconscious is full of things that you've seen and heard, and it's got everything in there.
Exactly.
So it's coming from somewhere.
Yeah.
Have you found out that you've written something that is similar to something else that you've never heard? Because that happens quite a bit.
Yeah, I have. I've done that quite a few times where I'm like, oh, I've heard this before when I've written something. And then I use a Shazam or something and start doing the melody to it. And they're like, no, this song's not been heard before.
Cause
I'm like, it sounds familiar. So
when you talk to the people who write music, that happens. And nobody knows why.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even know the other song. They've never heard the other song, as far as I know. And it just comes out.
Yeah.
Very, very strange. It's almost as if there's a certain amount of ideas floating about in the ether, if you like.
Yes,
and then one just latches onto you and it's latched on. Because there was inventions very similar like this on different parts of the world that I looked into. And they invented it, and they both went to try and copyright it exactly the same time.
Wow.
So, you know, and it wasn't copyrighted, so it wasn't in the open media. Nobody knew about it.
Right.
This is quite common. So how old are you then? How old are you now, if you don't
mind
saying?
I'm in my 30s.
Oh, you don't look...
I'm early 30s.
You don't look 30 at all.
Oh, thank you.
I was still saying mid-20s, mid-27, something like that, I was going to say.
Yeah, so everyone listening, I'm only 26.
So, is things picking up?
It is, yeah. So, even this morning, I got some really exciting news, but I'm like, sworn not to say anything yet, but
Yeah, the industry's full of that.
Yeah, so it's certainly picking up. I think in the next couple of weeks, if anyone wants to follow me, they will see some interesting things happening, especially with the song that's going to be played.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that's a little insight.
Now, I know you're looking for... You've done this on your own back so far, which I think is absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
But you're looking for management to try and push you that little bit further, is that right?
I am, yeah.
Okay, have you got any... And do you want a male or a female manager, or is it just someone that you get the good vibe from?
Yeah, it's all about having a connection, a good vibe with someone, you know. Yeah, so I just want someone just to say, Kaylee, I'm going to help you.
That's, yeah. Because
you know, and be loyal and, yeah.
Yeah, and that's very difficult to find in this business. My wife used to work for a, I won't say the name of the company, but a big company. And that's very difficult to find, you know, because everybody's here today, gone tomorrow, and they just sort their way through the new recruits, and you see it on the X Factor and all the rest of it, and it's just a money-making thing for them. But this is the person's life that they're playing with.
Yeah.
And who was it? Was it George Michael that walked away from one of his companies? I can't remember.
I think so.
I think it might have been. He walked away from one of his companies, never writing anything again, because he just had enough. So, how many songs have you written? I'm going to ask you again, because you said loads and loads and loads. I want you to put a ballpark figure on it now.
About 21. Finished.
Finished?
Yeah.
Wow. Do you find yourself starting off and you drop it halfway through because you lose inspiration and start another one? Or because I'm like that with decorating.
Right.
Do you find yourself doing it, or do you see it all the way through?
I see it all the way through. So
see, that's good.
I wouldn't ask you to come and decorate then if I'm only going to get half of the stuff.
It works really well up to the first cup of tea, that it goes downhill from there. Right, yeah. we're gonna play your song. I want you to tell us about the inspiration for this song, first of all.
Okay.
The song's called Saturday's Coffee with Kiki the Cat.
Yeah.
Strange title.
I know. The title was the first bit I wrote.
Oh, really?
The song. I had the title and nothing else. It's literally, not just because I love coffee and drink so much coffee during the day, which I wouldn't advise people to do. No, it's literally just, we get so stuck in, like, the society that we live in. You know, we get up and we have a cup of coffee, we do our same thing. And sometimes, like, I'm a good, like, I love to explore different elements, and I like to do meditation and stuff. So when I was writing this song, I'm like, I want to link the two.
Yeah.
And it's about the conscious meeting the subconscious and, you know, creating this fantasy. And I wanted to portray this woman who orders a cup of coffee and she brings a glass of milk or a glass for her cat and takes it home. And she literally just goes on like a journey, like she's watching herself in different movies. And that's the inspiration that I wanted to get across, that, you know, we have to just live life.
Yeah.
And I wanted this song to really resonate that.
Okay.
And, yeah.
I'll let you intro the song. Tell us what it's called.
Thank you. I'm Kaylee Walker, and you're going to be listening to Saturday's Coffee with Kiki the Cat.
Performance to play as she sleeps in silly LA, a full-blown
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's now 9:23. That was, I'll let you tell you what it was.
That was Saturday's Coffee with Kiki the Cat by Kaylee Walker, myself.
Kaylee, is that on release anywhere at the moment?
It is. It's on Spotify, every major platform.
Right, okay. Yeah. Fantastic. Fingers crossed it does it for you.
Thank you.
And you can come on any time you want in the future.
Thank you. I love that.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
It's nearly 10 o'clock on a Tuesday and you're thinking, what should I do? Obviously, you should tune into the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Ridiculous holidays, celebrity birthdays, roving reports, Prediction Master, intense debates on social media, and, of course, great music all suggested by you, lovely Legend listeners. The show that goes like this, Tuesdays, 10 p.m. till midnight on Phoenix FM. Don't miss it. Terms and conditions apply. They don't really, I just thought you had to say that at the end of it.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
have a dollar. In fact, no, brother man, here, have two. $2 means a snack for me, but it means a big deal to you. Be strong, serve God only. Know that if you do, beautiful heaven awaits. Asked to fold my robe for the first time. I saw a man with no clothes, no money, no plate, Mr. Wendell. Asked his name. No one ever knew his name, cause he's a no one. Never thought twice about spending on an old bum until I had a chance to really get to know one. Now that I know him, to give him money isn't charity. He gives me some knowledge, I buy him some shoes. And to think blacks spend all their money on big colleges, still most of y'all come out confused. Go ahead, Mr. Wendell. Mr. Wynn. Mr. Wendell has freedom, a free that you and I think is dumb. Free to be without the worries of a quick to this society, for Mr. Wendell's a bum. His only worries are sickness and an occasional harassment by the police in their chase. Uncivilized, we call him, but I just saw him eat off the food we waste. Civilization, are we really civilized? Yes or no? Who are we to judge when thousands of innocent men could be brutally enslaved or killed over a racist grudge? Mr. Wendell has tried to warn us about our ways, but we don't hear him talk. Is it his fault when we've gone too far, and we got too far, cause on him we've walked. Mr. Wendell, a man, a human in flesh, but not by law. I feed you dignity to stand with pride. Realize that all in all, you stand tall. Go ahead, Mr. Wendell. Mr. Wendell, yeah.
On Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's 9:34 now. Time for a little bit of this.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Well, there's not a great deal going on, to be honest with you. Wilson's Corner is still a tad busy, I suppose. And also Hutton Road outside Shenfield Station. That seems to be a little bit slow in both directions. And that's it for Brentwood. Nothing else really going on in Brentwood. Over in Billericay, everything seems to have recovered there. The high street's a little bit busier, but then again, it would be, wouldn't it, really? On the motorways, the M25 anti-clockwise, it's slow from just before junction 29, the A127, to just after junction 28, the A12. London-bound M11 is slow from junction 5, Loughton, and that goes to junction 4, the A406. On Canvey Island, there's slow traffic on Long Road, westbound between Furtherwick Road and Canvey Road. A12 northbound is slow between junction 17, Howe Green, and junction 19, Boreham Interchange. And that really does look about it. Anything else? A127 eastbound is slow between Rayleigh Weir and Progress Road, but that's really it. Everything else seems to have cleared up. As always, though, if you can see a problem and I'm not talking about it, call me and tell me. 01277 2030 32 the number is. And don't forget, if you're in your car, don't touch your phone while the engine's running. It is illegal. You will get caught. It's just a matter of time. We've got another traffic update for you in about 60 minutes.
Phoenix FM.
your world. So many times have I asked you to ask me how it feels to love. And when this love seems the only conclusion that I'm guilty of, oh baby, then you put your loving arms around me and it feels like shelter. And you put your loving arms around me and inside your arms I'm burning. Put your loving arms around me and you whisper to me. When you put your loving arms around me and inside this love I'm yearning. Sometimes the way that you act makes me wonder what I am to you. And sometimes I can't stand the way that I'm acting to be part of the things you do. Often I've asked you for too much of your time, like I'm stealing. And when I dream of the fear that you're leaving, and I reach out, my baby, then you put your loving arms around me and it feels like shelter. And you put your loving arms around me and inside your arms I'm burning. Put your loving arms around me and you whisper to me. When you put your loving arms around me and inside this love I'm yearning. Yearning, yearning, inside this love I'm yearning.
FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
So the food bank still needs your donations of food. They've got some highs and lows that have been happening over the last few weeks. They had a day where they fed 153 local people in one session, and they could see their already depleted stock get lower and lower. The food bank also received some fantastic donations of Easter eggs this year, and they say it's been such a great joy to share these with our clients' children. Now, if you would like to donate to the food bank, they need all sorts of stuff: shampoo, shower gel, deodorant, tomatoes, fruit, custard, you name it, they need it. If you put Brentwood Food Bank and Phoenix FM into Google, it'll come up with a page that'll tell you exactly how to contact them.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Things are coming my way, and if the sunshine has a meaning, it's telling me not to let things get in my way.
When the rainy days are dying, gotta keep on trying. All the bees and birds are flying. Never let go, gotta hold on and not stop till the break of dawn. And keep moving, don't stop rocking.
Get on up when you're down, baby, take. in the end.
When the rainy days are dying, gotta keep on trying. All the bees and birds are flying. Never let go, gotta hold on and not stop till the break of dawn. And keep moving, don't stop rocking. Dying. Gotta keep on trying. All the bees and birds are flying. Never let go, gotta hold on and not stop till the break of dawn. And keep moving, don't stop rocking.
Get on up when you're down, baby. Take a good look around. I know it's not much, but it's okay.
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's 9:46, then 14 to 10, Tuesday, 23rd of April. About half an hour ago, we were talking to Kaylee Walker on her brand new single, Saturday's Coffee, with Kiki the Cat's going to be a big hit, that is. Got some Bobby Brown on the way next.
90s at 9. Lealino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room, a perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714 77 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality. Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
It's nearly 10 o'clock on a Tuesday and you're thinking, what should I do? Obviously, you should tune into the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Ridiculous holidays, celebrity birthdays, roving reports, prediction master, intense debates on social media, and of course, great music all suggested by you, lovely legend listeners. The show that goes like this, Tuesdays 10 p.m. till midnight on Phoenix FM. Don't miss it. Terms and conditions apply. They don't really, I just thought you had to say that at the end of it.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Travel.
Stay with me, but if you want to leave, take your things, forget all about me. Tell me why you fail to realize that you might not ever get another try. Girl, think about it.
game you're playing. To get play that game.
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's 9:52, then 8 minutes to 9. So, coming up after 10 o'clock, we're going to be talking to Stephen Foster Pilkington. Well, Michelle's going to be talking to him anyway. And also on the Modern Essex Girl tonight, Nikki is going to be chatting to Sam Mason, Director of Development at the Brentwood School.
By your eyes that you want me to. Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.